I don't even... Or... Rebellious web design is super fine. Designing just web pages has been around for ages. It may not be a great start, especially when you are feeling extra smart. Why not become a web rebel? That always works out pretty gosh darn well. Look to the edges. Peer through all the web hedges. You know, create web browser plugins. That idea always wins. You can, for example, inject robots into pages and have them crawl everything in great detail for ages. They will build an RSS feed without all the stupid ads and greed. Or send news posts to a database and build a new interface. And you may not even need a server. Browser plugins are a really good money saver. If you want to do programming later, then your pleasure may even become greater. Because you can also just make the designs or follow somebody else's design guidelines. This is called making templates and themes, and sometimes components, it seems. Here, you get to have all the design fun without needing to get the programming done. And perhaps you could start by recreating existing apps. It would be really cool to create a theme inspired by your favorite program or tool. Oh yeah, and though it makes the boring designers mad, in the age of AI, skeuomorphism is pretty rad. Artificial intelligence making designs and then tiled textures is so fantastic, you could even give lectures. I call it the forbidden design strategy, but it's actually perfect for a prodigy. You can even make apps for phones and desktops. Fun with web technologies never stops.